Mr. Speaker, te atua aloha ma te angalelei, hakehetai la helele. Toku lau, toku atunukupele, hakehetai la helele. Mana, toku kainga i Aotearoa, ma lo, hakehetai. Talohani, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I'm humbled, honoured and proud to join this Parliament as the Member for Mana and as a Member of the Labour Caucus. To the people of Mana, thank you. It is an honour to serve such a diverse and strong community. It's also an honour to be the first Tokelauan MP to serve in this House of Representatives. We are a small and proud nation who have the privilege and are proud of being New Zealanders. And it's also an honour to have my parents in the House today. They came to New Zealand to be Kiwis and to give their children the opportunity to live the Kiwi dream. Mum and Dad, thank you. Another dream has come true for your children. This is not the first time I've spoken in this House. In 1994, Jim Anderton chose me as his youth MP. That September day I arrived not knowing that I had to give a speech. Flustered and nervous, I scrambled to write something on the spot. I also recall a young, well-spoken, ginger-headed youth MP from up the line. He spoke enthusiastically and seemed comfortable in his surroundings. I'm going to break my first standing order because Darren is not here today. But 16 years on, nothing has changed. To say that the Mana electorate is diverse is an understatement. At most street corner meetings during the by-election campaign, we saw different slices of life. From the well-established communities of Paikakariki, Cannons Creek, Titahi Bay, Pukerua Bay and Raumati, to the emerging areas of Aotea and the growing suburbs of Whitby and Camborne. Mana epitomises the catchphrase, it's got it all. So can I say again thank you to the people of Mana. Your diversity of culture, needs and opinions makes it a formidable challenge to serve as your voice in Parliament, one that I am determined to meet. I would like to thank my predecessor, the Honourable Lua Manawa Winnie Laban. Winnie, your devotion to Mana and your hard work has made it a better place. And I'd like to thank you and Peter for the support you've given me and my family during the journey which has led me here today. Ia manuia. Can I also take this opportunity to acknowledge the other candidates in the Mana by-election? In particular, I would like to acknowledge the Honourable Hekia Parata and Jan Logie. On the whole, the mood at on the hustings was genuinely friendly. But Mana is one of those few electorates where spontaneous Pacific Island dancing is not an uncommon happening at campaign events. And I'm sure we're all glad that my former TV colleagues did not make it to many of those events. I have not taken the well-trodden path to Parliament. Many others who sit in this House today from right across the political spectrum have been heavily involved in politics from a young age. I have not. Despite that, I have been a strong advocate for social justice. As a youngster, I was given the job by my father of delivering Jim Anderton's pamphlets. There were hundreds of them, and I read them. My mother, who worked in the factory most of her life, was a proud member of the Engineers Union. Dad was the president of the Hunahe Workingmen's Club, where opinions flowed as freely as the beer. And I wasn't scared to offer my opinion to those who I disagreed with, even though they were much older and much wiser than me. Dad was also the long-time chair of the Board of Trustees at Rowley Primary and Hilmorton High School. I had the pleasure of being the student rep with him in 1994. This is where I learnt the value of community involvement. My parents came to New Zealand to invest in the potential for their family. As teenagers, my mum and dad left the tiny Tokelauan atoll of Whakaofo in the 1960s. My father was one of the first scholarship students to leave for New Zealand. He went from a carefree lifestyle on a tiny Pacific atoll to boarding school in Masterton. Dad, I don't know how you did it, but when I went hunting through your Wairarapa College yearbook, I noticed your nickname was Romeo, so I gathered you did okay. My mother, Matita, left as part of a repatriation scheme. She didn't know she was leaving Tokelauan until the day she left. They departed their homeland at age 16. They left their loved ones, their culture, their religion to seek a better life in New Zealand. Through hard work and sacrifice and some help from the state, they toiled to make sure their hard work counted for something. My parents wanted to ensure their three sons and daughter were raised as New Zealanders. They also wanted us to hold on to the important aspects of their life that they brought from the Pacific. For me, the Tokelauan custom of inati, sharing on the basis of need, is something that is ingrained in my DNA. I saw it firsthand in 2003 on my first visit to Tokelau. The men of the village set a large net to catch fish for all the families. It was then divided up to ensure no family would go without. That concept lies at the heart of Labor Party values. It's about the many, not the few. I believe in strengthening communities. I believe in equal opportunities. I believe in strong social services. I believe in a fair and decent living wage. I believe in building a strong economy. I know that education is the game changer. It provides opportunity, as it did for me. I grew up in an area not unlike Cannons Creek, rich, mainly in spirit. For me, university was an extension of high school. I was expected to go. But when I got there, I didn't enjoy it. It was foreign, I wasn't prepared for it, and with just a handful of mates from my school studying alongside me, I bailed. And that forced me to seriously think about the future that I wanted to lead. I contemplated an internship at the factory where Mum worked and where I worked on uni holidays. The ladies on the production line told me not to take it, and that is some of the best advice I've ever got. There were other jobs, but instead I enrolled in a journalism course. To get me through my studies, I worked as a cleaner. And I think you can tell a lot about a person by the way they treat the cleaner. I'm looking forward to returning to my old workplace to catch up with those who took the time who got to know me, to get to know me. I also hope some of those who didn't bother are there too. Only 2 years ago, I was sitting in this House of Representatives upstairs in the press gallery. I saw it as a huge honour to be a member of the press gallery, and I still do. But now I have really jumped the fence. The dynamic has changed, but I look forward to a cordial relationship with all of you. And I'd like to acknowledge those of you who I work with closely. This might come as a surprise to many, but journalism is a noble trade. It's the pursuit of truth to inform citizens. The press gallery acts on behalf of New Zealanders to ensure transparency and accountability. But I needed to take a step in another direction, to get closer to those values of social justice. I found that as a journalist, I was increasingly highlighting problems, issues, disputes, and at times trivialities. And after 10 years, I wanted to be part of finding some solutions. Serving the people of Mana in this parliament is one half of that goal. The other half is ensuring that I work hard to make sure their communities go stronger. Those communities are diverse and so have diverse needs. But, as I've said before, we all want the same thing. We want our workplaces to be fair. We want safer communities. We want our children to have the education and opportunities to succeed in jobs we haven't even dreamt of yet. We want access to quality healthcare, transport systems that suit us, and I want New Zealand to be an even better place for us to live and raise our children. Our job as politicians is to keep them healthy. Our job is to inspire and stimulate their minds through education. Our job is to shelter them from harm, and our job is to encourage them to speak their minds. During the campaign, I had the pleasure of calling in to see the staff and students at Postgate School. It's decile four with around 300 students, all from varying backgrounds and ethnicities. While having a cup of tea in the staff room, one of the teachers told me that their school band, named TMI, for Too Many Islanders, had placed second in the Battle of Bands competition just the day before. At the end of our tour, as we got closer to the school gym, we started to hear some music. It sounded pretty good, and I thought someone was blasting some tunes out of a stereo. But no, it was the kids. It was TMI. They blew me away. So young and such raw talent. It was exciting to think how far they could go if given the right guidance, investment and encouragement. I was so impressed, I asked them to play at our election night celebration. They were one of the treasures we discovered during the election campaign. Postgate School for me was a microcosm of the Mana electorate, diverse in its makeup. We don't rate up there as the richest electorate, and the people of Mana face their own challenges. But we are a community full of exciting potential that, when invested in, could grow into something amazing. There is much to be proud of in Mana. From the small volunteer community organisations like Pregnancy Help, who work out of an office in Cannons Creek, to support new mums with the basics, like nappies, clothing and bassinets, to large businesses like Whittaker's Chocolate, who are committed to the area, to their workers, and to producing a world-class product, which I'm sure many Kiwis will be overindulging in over Christmas. To the North Rugby Club and the Western Suburbs Football Club, both who know what it's like to be champions. And the staff and the students at Whitirea Polytech. It's an institution that not only serves its students well, but also its community. From its Māori and Pacific nursing courses to its specialised driver training school. The focus on shaping students to meet local business and community needs has a lot to do with its success. And I look forward to Friday's graduation ceremony. While there is much to be proud of, there is also much that needs to be done. We must make our state homes and mana better places to live and ensure there are enough to go around. The social and health problems caused by cold, damp houses in mana and elsewhere in New Zealand needs to be addressed. It's not good enough that Porirua East is the rheumatic fever capital of New Zealand, and it's not good enough that we have rheumatic fever in New Zealand at all. We must roll up our sleeves to work with the many smart and determined local businesses, training and community organisations to find work for the 3,000 people in my electorate who do not have a job. We must find innovative ways to encourage them to take on those workers, but not at the expense of fundamental workers' rights. We must look at ways to encourage more parents to feel comfortable about taking a larger role in their children's education. We need to ensure communities like Raumati have the public transport options they need, deserve and that are well overdue. And we must also make sure we reduce the harm that alcohol does in our community. One of my enduring memories of the campaign will be a father who'd had too many and who approached me after a street corner meeting. He said the booze was too cheap, it was too easy to get hold of, and that he didn't want his kids doing what he was doing. I could see the irony, but I could also see that he was right. I'm proud to be a member of a caucus and a party that's fundamental values are to make a commitment and investment in New Zealanders. So can I take this opportunity to thank the many volunteers who dedicated a lot of their time, exhausted a lot of their energy during the by-election campaign. By-elections are different beasts. They attract a higher level of scrutiny and attention. So to those of you who were there every day, each day was a privilege. To Carol Hicks, Farila Beetham, Deborah Mahuta-Coyle, David Talbot, Etia Ahoy, Murdo McMillan, Andrew Byer and Shane Laulu. Words struggle to express how thankful I am for your efforts. To Caroline Mariko and Elia Sefo, thank you. I send the love and the prayers of the Labour Party family to you both. To those of you who came from outside of mana, many thanks. I'd also like to thank Young Labour, especially the crowd that made the big drive up from Dunedin. Thank you to John Ryle and the team of Service and Food Workers Union members that gave us so much support. Meoli's Marauders and Marlins, our hoardings team, need a special mention. Everyone in mana is glad that the hoardings are now down. Thanks to Andrew Little and the EPMU. A special mention must go to Paul Tolich, Mark James and Damon Rongotawa. To the General Secretary Chris Flatt and the Labour Party staff, we couldn't have done it without you. To my new caucus colleagues, thank you for helping me become part of the team. To Phil Goff, it was a privilege to work with you, Phil. For you, sorry, Phil. And now to be a member of your caucus. Anyone that's worked for Phil knows the commitment and passion he has for New Zealand. So, Phil, thank you, and to Annette King, for the support you've given me and my family. And to my family, thank you for your love and support. To my parents, my wife Gina, my son George, Lance, Jenny, Jessica, Jason, Anna, my sister Maria. To the many uncles and aunties, cousins, nephews and nieces who supported me, many of who are here tonight. Haka he tai lava. Only those who have sat in this house know the sacrifice, joy and angst that families go through to get us here. So my thanks and love goes out to you all, and in advance, my apologies. Last week I got a letter of congratulations from Ward Clark, my high school principal. I have two vivid memories of Mr. Clark. First, he espoused the value of the afternoon nap. And each year he delivered us this quote from William Penn, which always inspired me and which I would like to share as I come to an end. I expect to pass through life but once. If, therefore, there be any kindness I can show or any good thing that I can do to any fellow being, let me do it now and not defer or neglect it. as I shall not pass this way again. Nō reira, ka nui te mihi ki ngā rangatira o Ngāti Toa. Ka nui te mihi ki ngā whānau katoa o ngā mautere. Nō reira tātou mā, huri noa i te toa, tātou toa whare. Rō rangatira mā i te whānau. Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou katoa.